Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, my name is Young-hee Park, and I'm here to take some pictures of the museum's geology exhibit for the Archaeology Today magazine. I have an appointment with Mr. Eric Richardson, the public relations manager, at 10 o'clock.
Yes, Ms. Park. Why don't you have a seat while I get in touch with Mr. Richardson? He's giving a short tour to some of the visitors right now.
No problem. Actually, I am the one who got here a bit early.
Hello, Mr. Richardson. Ms. Park from Archaeology Today magazine is waiting to see you about the new geology exhibit on Modern Art Wing.
I'm almost done. Why don't you take Ms. Park to the exhibit room so that I can meet her there? And don't forget, give her the catalogs and other materials on our museum.
Yes, sir, I'll do that. Ms. Park, Mr. Richardson is ready to meet you in the geology exhibit. Why don't I take you there and explain about our collection, too? Follow me, please.
Thank you.
Number 50. Who is Mr. Richardson? Number 51. What is Mr. Richardson doing right now? Number 52. What is the woman asked to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to take the next train to Hamburg this afternoon. Are there any seats still available?
I'm sorry, the next train is completely booked. Usually buying a ticket on short notice isn't a big problem at this time of the day, but there will be a bike race in Hamburg tomorrow.
Are there any other options that'll get me there today or early tomorrow morning if it's possible? I'm going to attend my cousin's wedding, so I need to be in Hamburg by noon.
Well, there's a train leaving this evening that still has a few seats open. I'm sure you'll get there in plenty of time if you take that train. Would you like to pay for it now?
Number 53. According to the woman, what will take place in Hamburg? Number 54. Why is the man going to Hamburg? Number 55. What does the woman recommend? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Bill, I'm having trouble with this spreadsheet. I spent a lot of time entering all the data, but in the end, the numbers came out inconsistent.
Did you check to see what the problems are?
I did check, but I don't understand. I know all the data is right and the formulas look okay, but something is still not adding up right. What should I do? I need to finish this sheet to complete the financial report in the last quarter.
Try to install the latest version of the accounting program in your computer. If that doesn't work, I'll look at it myself.
Okay, I'll try to do that.
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What seems to be the problem? Number 58. What does the man imply when he says, "I'll look at it myself"? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Becky Elkoudi. I've recently opened a new restaurant in the area, and I'm visiting local businesses to drop off our menu. We specialize in Middle Eastern cuisine.
That sounds interesting. I'm not familiar with Middle Eastern food. Can you tell me a little more about it?
Well, we eat a lot of barbecue meat served together with homemade bread and yogurt. Each day we serve a lunch special so you can try different dishes.
That sounds great. I'm glad you stopped by. I plan to eat out today anyway, so I'll give your restaurant a try and eat there.
Thank you. I'll be expecting you today then.
Number 59. What is the purpose of the woman's visit? Number 60. What does the man inquire about? Number 61. What is the man planning to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Cynthia. Can you help me find some sales figures for international offices? I have to finish this report for the sales team, but I couldn't find necessary data.
I'm sorry. I have a meeting with Mr. Murdoch in 10 minutes in his office. You could ask Peter to help you. He used to work at the sales team. He should know better than I do.
I've already tried to contact him, but he's not in his office.
Why don't you call and leave a memo with his secretary? She should be able to help you with Peter's schedule.
I doubt she's in her office, but I'll give it a try. Number 62. What does the man need some help with? Number 63. Why is the woman unable to help the man? Number 64. What does the woman suggest the man do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and ticket.
This week has been really busy because of the sales conference, hasn't it? Do you have any plans for the weekend? I think I am going to visit my sister in Florida.
Well, I've got a ticket for the famous jazz band Sincerity on this Saturday night at the Grand Opera House. The problem is that my brother was supposed to drive me there, and he has an emergency meeting out of town, so I don't have a ride anymore.
Oh, but you know, on the weekend there's a bus to the Opera House. You can catch it on the 9th Avenue.
That's good to know. The concert starts at 8 o'clock, but VIP ticket holders are invited to a pre-reception that starts from 7, and I'm so excited about meeting with some of the performers at the reception.
Number 65. What does the woman plan to do on the weekend? Number 66. What is the woman's problem? Number 67. Look at the graphic. When will the woman plan to arrive at the Opera House? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
I just got an email from Mr. Fredrickson. He confirmed that 4 clients from San Francisco will be coming on Friday to discuss the new remodeling project.
Great. Now I can finalize Friday's meeting. I was waiting to hear how many people would be attending before making a reservation.
Also, they want to go back to San Francisco after the meeting and a quick lunch.
Then I think we should cancel the reservation at Nova Restaurant and just have something light at American Bistro, since it's right down the street from our office. We could save some time for the wrap-up session, too.
Good idea. We should try our best to accommodate their opinions.
Number 68. What is the purpose of the client's visit? Number 69. Why has the man waited to make a reservation? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which scheduled time has the incorrect location?